Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Taking your phone calls, we've got a spoof piece up on InfoWars.com of Sesame Street. It talks about the Obama enrollees, all six of them, and that's the idiots that they've gone and helped to actually enroll in the fake system just to create the illusion that mythically somebody won the lottery. I guarantee you, the psych warfare program, this is like a lottery. Now it's all about the mythical free health care you get while they destroy the health care. Totally executed with precision hatred. Let's talk to Mike in California. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir. Thanks for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
I've been following the LAX shooting since you kind of broke it earlier. What puzzles me is how did an M16-style weapon get past the front doors of the airport?
Well, here's the deal. The guys pointed out that they had an active shooter drill a week ago there. And then 2 weeks ago with their sister airport at Muskogon holds active shooter drill. And I've talked to a lot of cops who have exposed false flags off record, or things that they were clearly going to be false flags, where they were trying to get off-duty cops or informants to be part of a drill who they were really going to shut up. So that is in the cards, that this would be a drill. Then you would have somebody else concealed shoot the people and then shoot the shooter. But that's in the cards. I'm not seeing that happen. Knowing the psychology of a large portion of TSA agents, it's probably what you see like going postal. They probably fired somebody. It's going to come out, or they were on some type of serotonin reuptake inhibitor. I mean, if you study it, it's like what's most probable. Egomaniac going postal, who was also on a drug that makes you get rid of compulsion control. Because I would imagine everybody's had like a thought of wanting to bash somebody's brains in, but you have control over that. Well, you start taking serotonin reuptake inhibitors or that similar family, you get a compulsion to chop your two-year-old's arms off with a machete. You know, mama does it. And then dances around the front yard with a dead baby. So that's what this does. So I would imagine it's going to be a Prozac head on a power trip. What do you think?
I totally agree. On a second note, I'm also one of those Americans that doesn't want to be getting government assistance but kind of have to with, you know, hours getting cut. And
No, I get it. They have designed it where it's very hard to try to make it on your own. That's the plan, yeah.
Yeah, me and my wife, we both work, and, you know, we still need to get some form of assistance. And it kind of upsets me that there's these people when we have to go turn in our paperwork to the welfare office that are sitting in the parking lot in Mercedes-Benzes, and me and my wife, we have a car that barely works.
Well, that's because you're not part of a really protected group, a.k.a. illegals, but they're only allowed to, on record, have 10, 15 welfare checks, you know, per mom, while the dad does work for super low wages to drive down wages. They're not the bad guys, even though it's immoral, because they're fleeing collapsed globalist countries. They get here, they're allowed to do this, but only for a season until they've imploded all the wages. So again, Obamacare's already imploded them. When they legalize the 30 million illegals, which they've pretty much already done by fiat, it's going to implode even more. And so, yeah, no, I can't blame the working poor. Well, no, the Health and Human Services said last week, we recommend you tell your employees who are going from full-time to part-time to get welfare supplemental assistance. This is the new American way. This is the Cloward and Piven goal.
Throughout the year, I'll juggle two or three different jobs at a time. Just try to make ends meet.
Well, I mean, it's your responsibility. If I was you, I'm not telling you to do this, but I would do this. If you're working poor blue collar, it's time to go like the illegals and mow yards and do handyman stuff on a cash operation. They've designed the taxes in the system where you have to give up your dignity and go get money from them to survive when you're working two, three jobs. This has been their plan the whole time. And everybody's going to end up going on welfare by the time they're done, except for the globalists. In France, they have a 100% tax on the middle class. For the right button.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
And now, an important sponsored message for men only from GetEDSolutions.com. Men who were formerly taking ED medication are now reporting that a secret underground video has restored their male performance better than pills. These men say this secret underground video is bringing back the male performance and sensation they've been missing for years, and it's working better than pills.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
The owner of this video has reported the overwhelming bandwidth costs may necessitate his taking this video down. Don't miss watching this urgent video on fixing male performance while it's still up at GetEDSolutions.com. There may only be hours left, so watch now at GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? PowerSwabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with PowerSwabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lip stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try PowerSwabs risk-free, dial 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends, family, and coworkers talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We've got some good news, folks. The establishment criminals that run our society know the tide's turned against them. They're illegal, panopticonic, total surveillance grid that they've been putting in place that we paid for, being used against us. He's now coming out in the open, and they tried to bill Mr. Snowden as a criminal. But then Russia took him, and now the German government's wanting to talk to him. And so now he's seen as a worldwide hero. So that's why they try to keep saying he's a criminal, he's a traitor, he's bad. No, the people doing this are traitors. And they're systematically dismantling our country. But here's some of the headlines up on InfoWars.com. And it's also on DrudgeReport.com. Germany prepared to speak with Snowden. It's back at USA. He's not hitting back at the USA, folks. He's hitting back at the criminals. There's a new poll out. Democratic incumbents are in big trouble. That's great. We need to get Tea Party Republicans, who are real Tea Party Republicans, elected. That's why the Republican and Democratic establishment are on record going after libertarian takeover of the Republican Party. I mean, that can happen, folks. We can beat these people if we believe in it and take action. Mother Jones, shocker. New poll shows Democratic incumbents in big trouble. In Democratic districts, new net incumbent approval has plummeted by 11 points, plus 8 approval to 3, plus disapproval. In Republican districts, incumbent approval has gone down by only 4 points. So the truth is the Democrats know to blame their own people. And it's not that the Republican leadership is any better. They're just as bad or worse in some cases. But the difference is Obama is getting the blame for this, and that's good at a level. the banks and insurance companies that wrote it should get the full blame. But it's important he be destroyed because he's the carrier of all this, like a rat carries the bubonic plague. And so do we have the Sesame Street piece ready? I want to play this little piece dealing with the six enrollees of Obamacare that have successfully enrolled. Here is the spoof.
Ask. Six.
Six?
My favorite number is six.
Bert, nobody's favorite number is six.
Sometimes I spend the whole afternoon sitting around and singing a tune about six.
Six.
Sometimes I think of six bricks.
Bert, that's very boring.
Or else I think of six sticks.
Oh, that's even more boring.
Not five bricks or sticks, but six. Now two is your eyes and one's your nose and five is your fingers or your toes and four is the legs on an easy chair. Yet there's no number can compare with six.
How about nine or three?
Nothing more lovely than six.
I don't know, Bert.
When someone says, hey, Bert, pick a number, well, I always pick the one nobody picks. My favorite number is six.
You know, I hate to break this to you, Bert, but six isn't anybody's favorite number.
That's my favorite number, Ernie.
I mean, six just sort of sits there between five and seven. You know, you have five fingers on your hand, and there are 7 days in a week, but there's not really six of anything.
I know, Ernie, I know. Now two is your eyes, and one's your nose, and five is your fingers or your toes, and four is the legs on an easy chair, yet there's no number can compare with six.
All right, Bert.
Nothing more lovely than six.
Have it your way.
When someone says, hey, Bert, pick a number, well, I always pick the one nobody picks. My favorite number is six.
Doing? Can I sit in my chair, huh?
Not right now, Bert. I'm thinking, Bert.
About what?
I'm thinking about my favorite number, Bert.
Oh, really? What is that? What is it?
8,243,721, Bert.
I still like six.
It's actually tens of millions that have tried to enroll in Obamacare. And again, the cover of New Yorker magazine has... Obama and Sebelius and some idiot nerd trying to make a computer work with a floppy disk. Folks, they designed this way. You're never getting anything free. The bill says it. And you're going to get your prices increased. And you're going to get small hospitals shut down. It's all public. It's all public. I mean, you notice exactly what we said happened, and I'm talking to the Obama supporters. But you know what really matters? Look at this article. Hallmark accused of homophobia after changing gay to fun in Deck the Halls lyric. So first they didn't want to hurt people by saying the word gay, which was in the original Deck the Halls. Deck the Halls, you know, with gay apparel and stuff, meaning happy apparel. Now it's homophobic to change it. See, there's no way. And then, of course, though even worse, a man in England who liked fried meatballs that are called faggots, been called that for hundreds of years, well, he's been removed. But Al-Qaeda can chop heads off on Facebook and YouTube, and that's allowed. That's London Guardian. Thought I'd mention that to everybody for you about what's going on that front. And remember, Premier Hospitals, it's being reported by U.S. News and World Report, they're allowed to opt out. Of course, it was written to shut down their competition. And again, my dad is in healthcare management, not just in major dental healthcare management, but he was in other healthcare management, and they were trying to, under Obamacare, make him just basically push vaccines and pills. And he could make the most money he's ever made in his life doing this, and he didn't do it. So doctors, because that's how they have a lot of state laws, that doctors have to run medical systems, so they'll get doctors that are trustworthy and smart business-wise to run healthcare systems. No one moral will be part of this. And it's also written where they can arrest you anytime they want if you don't engage in the activities they want. So it's very, very sick. This just was posted on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We always forget to post stuff on PrisonPlanet.com. Top generals reveal Obama's secret high-level military purge. And Drudge has a story from WorldNet Daily on the right-hand side, right below our article about the Chinese spy ship. It's on the right-hand side. So go check that out, and then go to Infowars.com and check out Top generals reveal Obama's secret high-level military purge. Now, remember, we've had a Navy SEAL on saying that the officers above him that he talks to are being asked, will you confiscate guns? We have military videos sent to us of them saying that FEMA is preparing them for this mission during a suspension of the Constitution. We have Brigade Homeland openly training for this, and Army Times, and Northcom, all the admissions and all the urban warfare training, and Homeland Security spending hundreds of millions per state for armed guards and riot control around welfare centers. I mean, this is a serious situation. This is all social engineering. They get total government in place, put in a system to bankrupt the middle class, make poor even poorer, and then they start cutting the welfare. Then they use the civil unrest to bring in full control. I don't know if that's Obama's strategy, but that's what the globalists have done everywhere else. I don't know if they're going to feel frisky enough to try this, because we've not been in a laying on our back stance to this. Libertarians, constitutionalists, real conservatives, classical liberals that want justice have all been fighting this and exposing this. And you notice a lot of mainline establishments like, cut the welfare, cut it. It's a big part of the deficit. Compared to the derivatives and the corporate welfare, it's small. And I agree we shouldn't have a dependent class because it makes some government minions to vote to take my guns. I get all that. And to say my kids belong to them, like I never played that. Let's play that clip in a minute of MSNBC to remind folks of how arrogant they are. I get all that. I understand all that. We have to phase them off of it and bring back economic opportunities and low taxes, the American dream, so that all these poor folks who can be moved off the social safety net can be moved back into working and make it a safety net, not a web to catch little flies for the foreign banks to eat you more easily. We don't want a spider's web of evil. We want a safety net. And that should be run by the states and local governments and churches, by the way. Here they are, though, saying your kids belong to them.
We haven't had a very collective notion of these are our children. So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.
Then the term is the famous socialist term, lean forward. Even because to socialists, they see that and know what it is. Now let's continue here. Top generals reveal Obama's secret high-level military purge. And the big issue here and why this is so important, this just broke, Anthony Gucciardi, is this backs up the two top nuke generals fired right after we reported on the missing nukes. All the other purges going on. This is a major general going public, Congressional Medal of Honor winner, speaking on record with WorldNet Daily, Major General Patrick Brady, says that they are purging the military of people that will not accept the gun confiscation, all the tyranny, and all the rest of it. So we don't need to be told this to know it. It's dozens of top generals they've been canning and getting rid of. But the two top nuke commanders, one of them, the day we broke that story, he was fired. And we have, this is a real source about these missing nukes, by the way, who won't talk to us anymore. I don't blame them. You know, you drop a potato on, like, that's a hot potato right there. I said I'd get to all these calls. We'll skip this network break and go to the bottom of the hour. But I do have a ton of important work to do. But what's more important than being on air here? Let me mention some more news. Skip this network break, and then I'll go back to your calls quickly here at the end of the transmission. But Anthony Gucciardi at Infowars.com, StoryLeak.com, his site, and PrisonPlanet.com ties it all in together right there. We're also going to tweet this out at Real Alex Jones as soon as I end the official show here in about 10 minutes. So please retweet that out for us and pray for us, by the way. I mean, I'm all gutted up here and on the air all day and just kind of rampaging through the news. Sometimes even forgetting to breathe, but it's pretty crazy what we're all in together. We are all in this together. Don't forget that. Israeli planes, of course, strike Syrian military bases, a U.S. official says. Israeli military airplane struck a military base near the Syrian port city of Latakia. Am I saying Latakia? this week, an Obama administration official, not a servant, an official, told CNN last night, an explosion at the missile storage site in the area was reported in the Middle Eastern press, but an attack has not been confirmed by the Israeli government. Boy, I tell you. Continuing, study finds conventional chicken to be highly contaminated with arsenic. Well, that's okay. Fed says spending cuts hurt economy. QE infinity will continue, only giving big banks the money, though, not even the public. You're going to have inflation. Might as well give it to the public. Then continuing, I want to play the Pearl Jam clip. We have it queued right up here in a moment, right where he pushes his gun-grabbing garbage. But here's the big news I should have covered all day more, and we'll probably cover this on the nightly news. Naturalnews.com, Ethan A. Huff reports this. It's also on Infowars.com. CISPA attack on internet freedom of speech is back with a vengeance. And it goes on to say here that they have reintroduced legislation that does the exact same thing it did before, but this time there's almost no public outcry on that front. And I was mentioning Snowden earlier. The good news is it's they've lost the PR war, that people that report on crime and expose crime are the bad guys. No, the guys doing the crimes are the bad guys. And Edward Snowden says he's willing to come to Germany after meeting with German lawmaker. But we'll see if that ends up happening. They may force his plane down with NATO F-16s. They've already tried that when they thought he was on a plane in what was in Austria. Unprecedented criminal activity. Germany, again, advises journalists to stop using Google. You know, like Matt Drudge famously said, you need to go back to the parking garages like Deep Throat. Germany advises journalists to stop using Google over U.S. spying concerns, may ask Snowden to testify against NSA. And then, of course, the documents have come out how they spy on, with Google on the people. So that's just some of the news on that front. We're going to go ahead now and play a clip of Pearl Jam singer stops concert to push gun control. Yeah, that's a good headline, but how about to push victim disarmament? This is the guy that has armed guards, and here he is talking to his moron fans.
And you know as well as I, you have to be very careful when talking about something like this, because they want to defame your character or take away your right to speak.
We're not taking away your right. Hit pause, back it up. This is what they always do. Sean Penn says put Ted Cruz with an executive order in a mental institution. When he needs to be in a rubber room himself, very low IQ, big idiot, met him many times, talked to him on the phone, not just meeting him in person and talking to him. And, I mean, you really realize this person is a moron. And you notice, like, they want to take away your freedom of speech. No, you're trying to take my guns. You're the one trying to take my right to defend myself and everything else. And trying to take my free speech away with the fairness doctrine. Amazing. And one of our listeners shot this video on YouTube. And this is the Eddie Vedder saying that we're trying to take his free speech. No. See, with a progressive authoritarian who progresses the evil, disagreeing with them is racist or hateful. And then if you vehemently say, how dare you try to take my rights, my property, my right to self-defense, while you have bodyguards, that turns into trying to take his free speech away. You're a liar, Eddie Vedder. What a piece of trash. Let's go back to the clip. Listen to this.
And you know as well as I, you have to be very careful when talking about something like this, because they want to defame your character or take away your right to speak.
Look how stupid he is.
The Second Amendment. They also don't think that you have the right to speak as an American, as a taxpayer, as a father. To speak on this issue when the safety of our children is directly affected. And there's and you will take some hits if you put it out there, but that's the thing. I just want to clarify that we've done some research and I've talked to some very much smarter people than myself. There's a lot of them.
The article's up on Infowars.com by Don Salazar. Pearl Jam singer stops concert to push gun control. He goes on and on. He says, we got to get organized. We got to come after them. We got to get their guns. And keeps couching it in, they can't stop our free speech. They're not going to stop us. Like, we're trying to take their First Amendment when they're going after everything. They're the ones going after everything. And he sits there couching it with like 50,000 mindless idiots cheering and loving it. And him going, oh, it's a myth, and it's a myth that guns make us a man. I mean, he's just an idiot. Unbelievable. Let's go ahead and...
USA!
There you go. That's what they'll chant when they take our guns.
USA!
Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in California. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. A pleasure to talk with you. First-time caller, avid listener. The October 3rd incident at our nation's capital with the Mariam Carey, the hygienist, gunned down by Obama goons. Is there any truth that she's tied closer than... out in the media?
Well, I mean, she thought that when she ran into the checkpoint, as I predicted, they were bad men coming after her. She ran into an army checkpoint that was random, part of a drill, bumped into it, ran away, then cops smashed down the barriers, and they chased her. She panicked, and they killed her. And they are being given gold medals and stuff by Congress. So, great heroes. She was a woman being treated for anxiety and other stuff, and she got scared at a third world checkpoint and ran, and she died.
Has you and your investigative team looked into anything further, some of the stuff that's going around that Obama's love child could have been in the backseat kind of thing?
Well, the word is he's not even bisexual. He only likes men. So, like, I don't think that's possible. So... I mean, he's the love child of a famous communist pornographer, but the evidence all points towards that. But thank you so much. We'll look into that. I've heard that. There's no real proof that I've seen. When men can start having babies, then we got to worry about love children with Obama. Let's talk to it's like Hillary only had the Chelsea for a prop with Clinton. He likes to beat up and rape women. She likes girls. And I'm not attacking him. I mean, the fact is we've already had a lesbian first lady. And a rapist president. Let's talk to Dallas in Canada. Last caller we have time for. Sorry for the others. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex. Nice to finally talk to you. I've been a listener for 10 years now. I'm living up here in the nanny state in Ontario. We just cut down some trees in our yard, and the bureaucrats come over taking pictures because we cut down trees. Can't cut down trees on your own property.
Oh, yeah, they're going to hit you with some fines and stuff. Again, they've got to end all normal agriculture and human life, yeah. Yeah, but there's no regulations or anything on big corporations. They can do whatever they want. Mm-hmm.
And then we had a tent that was close to the road, and you have to have it a certain distance from the road. So I think that's pretty crazy.
It's always fun to set up a tent in the front yard for kids to play in. But it's like, even if you live in the country now, it's like a giant UN neighborhood association. That's what Gen 21 is, harassing everyone.
It's one of those car tents where you park your car in it. So you can't even have.
Oh, that's even more. Oh, that's racist. No, I took some brown paper towels yesterday when I spilt some tea in the shipping room, and the crew pointed out that I was being racist using brown paper to sop something up. That was really code against brown people.
And then one other thing is I've noticed, because I'm a Muslim, I noticed that the Muslims are sort of, you know how they do the divide and conquer thing? Well, the new thing is they put their hope and everything into the Al-Qaeda group. So I talk a lot of them, and... they seem to, you bring the facts forward that, hey, Al-Qaeda is really run by CIA, but they've already put all their faith and all their hope into it, and Bin Laden's their hero, and they don't want to hear anything else.
That's why when Bandar Bush, the Sultan, would be on TV, the ambassador from Saudi Arabia, he would defend Al-Qaeda, even though they were launching an attack on Iraq, their enemy, when the hijackers came from Saudi Arabia, because they had to have him rock star over there, because they were getting it ready to be the hero of the Al-Qaeda brigade to take over all the other countries, and for the U.S. government to give them all the weapons, absolutely. And people just like their faith in Obama, some Muslims that like Al-Qaeda, they just can't admit they're wrong, because it just feels too good to be part of the system.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My
my friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
By the way, in 1992, 2020 on ABC News, I know because I had the tape years ago and played clips of it on my Access television show in 1996 and did investigations of it, that they had a doubling, tripling, or quadrupling, depending on which study or report you looked at, of suicides right after they started teaching the most impressionable coast to coast. The first school to start it was Littleton in Colorado. Basically a hardcore mind control program. Teaching the intermediate school children, 6th, 7th, 8th graders, how to commit suicide. And then they stood back and said, we have no idea, the teachers and folks at the school, that's how compartmentalized they were with cognitive dissonance. There's no way the feds would give them a program that would make kids kill themselves. So what did they do? They increased the anti-suicide, but also death training. And again, I bet it's on YouTube. I haven't even checked. You can find death education is the actual term. In coffins, putting six-year-olds in and teaching them how to hang themselves. And then you wonder, the DARE program increased drug use on record, teaching the kids how to use drugs. And we sort of go, oh, the cops don't know that. No, the average cop doesn't know that. They've been selected because they don't know that. They're in there teaching kids how to use drugs and others how to tattle on people using drugs to fill the private prisons, to prime the children for a life of crime. This is a total war on humanity, folks. This is eugenics. This is population reduction. And we've gotten to the point that I've become so acclimated, I've become so prepared myself just living with this evil, that it comes out in CBS News, NBC News, London Telegraph, is one of the top stories in the country. They actually found a WorldNet Daily article from back a decade ago about death education at Columbine. Good job. That's what's so good about having WorldNet Daily since 96. They covered it all. You print that for me, guys. See, here's what happens. I see one article and then 1,000 I've seen over the years literally pop in my mind. And then I think about all the other connections and I freak out. I'm not kidding. That's why I get so angry on air. That's a defense mechanism against not crying, folks. They're teaching children everywhere how to commit suicide right now. And then they use the increased suicide to increase more suicide training. And they give them suicide mass murder pills. And then Saturday Night Live and Conan O'Brien and Comedy Central and all the other shows, they all make jokes. Every major comedy show in the country, I saw at least 7 or 8 of them. Shows I don't even watch or know the names of, but you know, big folks I've heard the name of, but don't really know who they are. They all made jokes with me about mass murder suicide pills. See, because they had to hide it in plain view. Oh, he says the shootings are happening at schools because they're always on mass murder suicide pills. That's what they should be called. The insert says causes mass murder and suicide. Megalomania. Delusions of grandeur. And even 2020 admitted in Columbine it tripled suicides. Yeah, there it is. Actually, it's my memory. They found it from 13 years ago. I was correct. Look at that. And of course, that's what WorldNet Daily reported. I remember this from 1996 when somebody sent me the tape, a concerned listener. The tape was aired on British television, and the Atlantic Monthly did a feature story. The producer of 2020 saw the video and decided to do a segment on the death education, which was aired in 1990. So my memory is photographic on that, but not anymore, folks. Like everything pre about 5 years ago is almost photographic. Now it's not. So I've got to double check myself. I remember that video very well because it was called The Freelance Writer, who was working on the story and sent her some of the newsletters I've written on the subject. We should get these writers and these people that lost their kids. In fact, I've interviewed Austinites over the years. Once I aired this, all these Austinites contacted me, including one that was a medical doctor. And his 11-year-old daughter, totally happy, totally playing sports, playing basketball, playing lacrosse, champion swimmer. This is why I started having the flashbacks, folks, of the data in this fight. And I just see the yuppies laughing about it as they murder our children by design. It's so funny to them by implanting mind control in their brains to make them kill themselves. They have all the studies and actuaries. They know what percentage of kids will kill themselves when they tell them the sad story of another little girl that was sad for her boyfriend. They know about the phenomenon with Romeo and Juliet when they would do Shakespeare plays statistically to large crowds. A lot of times women would go kill themselves. So the globalists, that's one data point they got. They did a test of it. They teach them a Romeo and Juliet story, but they'll tell them a real story of a girl and how sad it was that she killed herself for a love. And the little girls are so touched by it and want to have a feeling of connection to the little girl that died. They go to the bathroom and they kill themselves. And the New World Order dances in pleasure. Do you realize the mega evil we're dealing with here? And now they're teaching them to have abortions and saying, Mommy and Daddy don't know. Here's your money to have the abortion. Folks, if you went to a 16-year-old girl and you were 19 years old, they would charge you with statutory rape and probably should. If you were 18, she was 16, you know, it starts becoming borderline in my mind. But the point is, older guys shouldn't be preying on young women who really aren't women yet in some cases. And but obviously, if you're 20 and you go after an 11-year-old, that's child molestation. You should get 50 years in prison. If you're 20 and you go after a 5-year-old, you should be executed. But the whole point here is that the state comes in and goes, we're going to teach you to have abortions. We're going to let you have inoculations. You have free will. We passed a law saying The age of consent is lowered. This is pervert government coming in and getting in with your kids, teaching them how to kill themselves. Children committing suicide under the age of 16, if you go to the statistics, was unheard of in this country. Last time I checked, there are people under 12 killing themselves by the tens of thousands every year. And it's the same nationwide and worldwide. They are doing this. And see, this is how my brain works. I've got all this incredibly important news, but then Bound goes, hey, this is in your stack. Why didn't you cover this? He's got a daughter. He's shook up by it. The state comes to your five-year-old daughter. How old's your daughter? Five, six? Five. I got a five-year-old daughter. And imagine, they come to him, they tell him a story of a little girl that committed suicide, but since a five-year-old doesn't know how to go hang themselves in Belgium yet, they're not 11. They tell him, if you decide and sign the paper, honey, we're going to make you go to sleep. You'll never wake up. And this is seen as a right. The vampire, imagine if Nosferatu came to a five-year-old's bed, the devil incarnate, Count Dracula, and told a little girl, it's your choice if you want me to suck your blood and kill you. Then you'll be undead. Is he a hero? Well, yeah, in the culture, he is a hero. See, death and zombies and destruction, this is a beautiful sacrament. All these little girls killing themselves. This is lusciously loving. And see, I'm the bad man. I am the bad man. I am the bad man. I don't want your 11-year-old daughter to go to a public school in California where she'll be preyed upon by guys that have flunked four grades and basically it's rape. And then when they get her pregnant, you'll say, well, if it's rape, we need to kill the kid. No, that's another crime on top of it. But the point is, the parents, even if you believe in abortion, should be involved in it. No. Now the state. Can we cue up that NBC lady in the promo saying your kids don't belong to you? This is the type of evil we're dealing with, and they're not going to stop. And now it's mainstream news, and there's a debate. Well, is it good? First, it's sick kids. It's old people, lower class. Now it's, no, if you just want to kill yourself, you should have that right. And then now it's, well, if you are a kid, you deserve that right. Listen, folks, if you want to kill yourself and you're an adult, you know how to do it. We don't need the state involved in that. Just like the state shouldn't be involved in marriage. You want to get married? Get married. There's an article right there. Canada has death panels. It's out of Slate. And they're, reporting on it. Of course, we have death panels here now. I remember my dad coming to me about 3 years ago, and he said, son, I heard Dr. Blaylock on your show and breaking it down. I went and read the key areas of legislation. He goes, it's true. He goes, and they're now coming to us through the state, getting ready for Obamacare, saying that it's all right. If these medical companies just sell out to the big ones, they'll all be exempt and it's pure profits. But all the small and regionals that actually bring competition, they're going to be shut down. But it's okay if we just join with the system. And it's written to shut down all the competition and jack up prices and protect the big HMOs and insurance companies. He goes, I can't believe they're going to get away with this. And, of course, since then, it's gotten much worse. But you have to understand, folks, Obama will leave office at the end of this, and all the police state will be in place, and all this will be in place, and they would have passed a few riders to claim they fixed Obamacare. Obamacare is working great, just like the drug war. Triple the heroin use, double the cocaine use, methamphetamine use. I saw some numbers like 8 times what it was in the 70s. The prison population is the biggest in the world. It's everywhere. They've got shows glorifying it to teach you it's cool to use. I mean, we are under devastating military attack. And I don't just say that. This is, the Pentagon has been running PSYOPs for 60 years domestically. When it was the Department of War before the Pentagon, Edward Bernays was running it and had the declassified mission. Well, he wrote a book about it in the 50s when it was declassified, about how they were to destroy the family and break us down for assimilation into a Brave New World. And Huxley, of course, gave a speech and wrote another book, Brave New World Revisited, explaining that this was actually a battle plan. And his brother headed up UNESCO, now taking over all major heritage sites in the United States and putting them under UN control. And if you criticize that because you're informed and know the entire history of it, those that are ignorant laugh at you as they politically and economically and spiritually burn in front of you. And I'm burning with them. Our country is burning down. Our health is burning down. Our future is burning down. We are being leveraged into debt that the Weimar Republic didn't even see in Germany, pre-Hitlerian Germany. It, on every historical chart, it is red level flying pig crazy. By the way, it tripled on average suicides from an unknown, didn't even exist rate under 16 with the suicide education in 1990. Since then it rolled out, and the last time I checked, it had more than tripled that number. And now it's, quote, an epidemic, so they have whole auditoriums about don't commit suicide, go see your psychiatrist, your psychologist, here's the school people, and then they push drugs on you that are on record to make you commit suicide at a 14 times higher rate. That was the Eli Lilly suppressed study, 1980, and they finally got approval in 1981 on Prozac, which is just a fluoride-based chemical weapon. And as folks figure out that's killing them, we go, oh, we have a new one that's basically the same drug over and over again. Just like with Obamacare. Okay, we're going to fix it. That'll make it worse. Okay, we'll fix it again. That'll make it worse. Okay, we'll fix it again. That'll make it worse. Haven't you figured out? Let's say you had three kids. I'll use this analogy again. And one of them got picked up by a perv creeper van. You know, like the van from Scooby-Doo. What do you call that? The mystery machine. The mystery machine with some meth head devil worshiper already grabbed your 3-year-old out of the backyard. So and your kid was found dead in a ditch a month later. Let's just give you the image with maggots crawling out of their eye sockets. That's evil right there, okay? Well, you just decide that, well, maybe it didn't work that time. You wait for the creeper van to come back and you give him your 4-year-old and kill that one. Now you got a 10-year-old. General says, no, I don't want to get the creeper van. Kids didn't come back. You know, I'm like the 10-year-old. I'm the emperor's new clothes. The emperor's not wearing any clothes, folks. I'm like, I don't want to get the creeper van. Homeland Security, black uniforms, checkpoints, NSA spying, government narcotics trafficking, red level, red level. The people running our country, when they have a country hostage, start massacring everybody. Red level, red level. Our government oversaw Pol Pot. Red level, red level. We're in danger, we're in danger. They're running Al-Qaeda. Red level, red level. Emergency. All I'm doing is trying to sit here and warn you. People ask why I'm still alive. If they kill me, then it makes me a martyr. It makes me a sage in the archetypal view, and then everyone listens to what I had to say. So they assassinate my name instead. You understand that, ladies and gentlemen? Of course I don't care if they kill me. I have no fear. Because all I fear is not fighting these people. And letting them just run on and 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 on, having their way with free humanity over and over and over and over and over again. Let's get the guest on at 20 after. We'll keep them 20 minutes the next hour if they can do it. If they can't, we'll just move them to another day. I've got to get to these calls and cover news like I said I do. It's a good guest. I want to get them on, but I need to go to the calls if I said I would. I know I'm right. It's so much more horrible than words. There's so many crimes, so much evil, so much they're doing, so much connection, so much manifest scientific rollout and all their own white papers admitting what I reverse engineer their operations and then read their white papers later, and it's word for word what I've said on air, but from their perspective. I mean, I literally have studied these people so long and so much, I know more than most of their top people do, and I realize where this plan's going, and it's so horrible. They're going to use every evil person, every evil vice, every evil control freak to man their takeover. And then they believe they're going to virtuously expunge the earth of 99%+ of us. They tell their minions 90% and other minions 80%. I think they'll be part of the those that get to live and be part of it. And that's all the big secret for the 20 academic percent who will say, well, of course we're going to kill everybody. There's too many. And you're like, but my sombrero is racist. They go, well, that's just to control you, so we socially put ourselves on the moral high ground. So you're an actual military operative. Yes, we are, and you are foolish to have not joined us. But they plan to kill you, too. Well, you're just on a power trip about this. You just think you're part of the establishment and hate humanity. And then they're always like, I don't want to talk to you anymore. See, because then the little power trip's over once I point out to them, okay, even if you're just a psychopath control freak or whatever, or get off on the power trip of this plan and thinking you're part of it because you've been let in at a lower level to some of it, This is targeting everybody. And they just don't get it. And they go, well, look at the problems of population and blah, 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 and ecological disasters. And I'm like, yes, but you don't wreck humanity so that it can then be more easily exterminated. And, of course, the globalists have meetings and it leaks that they're panicking. The scourge, contagion's out of control. That's what we're called. We've got to limit it. And it's mutating and resisting. The program isn't working. Get the AI computers in. Oh, my God, we've got to save the Earth. And, you know, they have the Rockefeller University meetings when Oprah's there. And they sit around with the Rockefellers and Rothschilds. This all comes out. And they discuss, we've got to accelerate the program. But if we continue to accelerate, they will actually become aware of it. We've got to have an ambient background program to raise it slowly so that they don't resist. Yes, but they're actually adapting to that. You're using the adaptive strategy, so they will submit and adapt to our program of soft kill. But they're actually adapting to the overall program. Oh, reports of shots fired at Los Angeles Airport. So they'll fear-monger that with trauma-based mind control. Statistically, gun crime's down 49% in the last 20 years, but the minions in every study think it's way up. That's mind control.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Go to your calls for the first 20 minutes of the next hour. Then we have a special guest joining us. Look at the psychology of what the mainstream media, the dinosaur media, the dying media calls conspiracy theories. Very important. Look at the study showing those that call themselves conspiracy theorists on average. It shows in major studies are actually more accurate, more informed, and just common sense. They'd call the founding fathers conspiracy theorists, saying you don't want a big giant government that takes your guns. They'll do that to enslave you. That's just the case in every point in history. Just absolute common sense fact. It'd be like telling a fish don't come up and grab on a hook that's got a worm on it. I mean, there's a person up there that's going to grab you and take you away. But then you can just tell the fish, it's a conspiracy theory, bite the hook. They go, okay, Obamacare won't raise your premiums or kick you off. You bite. The fish is like, you lied to me if it could talk. I know I did. Now I'm going to fillet you. They're literally telling you, don't have instincts. Don't be common sense. Don't question. That's a conspiracy theory. While you can go look up death education since 1990 under the Department of Education, massively increasing suicides in this country of small children. And now, under the new rights in Europe they're trying to pass here, children as young as 5 years old can decide to kill themselves. Oh, sorry, Mom and Dad. We convinced your five-year-old that they want to die. They're going to go to a facility. They're going to be given lethal injection. And then the parents go, well, that's liberal. And then they always sell it like, oh, it's for in case they're sick and people won't let them. No, no. It's all about killing granny. It's all about getting rid of people. And you're all going to find out. You know, here's the news, no matter what happens to me. This stuff's real. My analysis is right on target because the globalists are all public. It's like, I've used this analogy, I'll use it again. It'd be like if I said Monday Night Football, they have NFL games. And then there was NFL games came on, and somebody went, man, how do you know that? You are so smart. I'm like, it's in the TV guide, it's online, or it's in this book that on this channel, at such and such time, who's playing? And they're like, that's unbelievable. But see, if it's not knowledge, they know, even though you have the book, like, here's the book, here's EcoScience, where the White House science are, says they put sterilants in the water. They're just like, no, that isn't real. I'm not going to look at it. Please look at it. Ah, yeah, whatever, you kook. And I understand why they do that, because they don't want to admit it. And here's the deal. I don't like the dumbed-down mass of people, but I really don't like the globalists that have helped grease the skids towards this. And let me tell you something, folks. Society is degenerating faster. I have never been more freaked out and concerned than I am now. It is degenerating fast. And this country's really in a depression, but nobody's telling the minions that. And so they're all freaking out because they think they're all failures and that everybody else is a success because they watch television. And society is just going haywire right now. And I know you know that. And it's time to get on your knees, folks, before God and ask for guidance. That's the only thing that can hold me together, only thing that can hold you together. I'm telling you right now, there are no atheists in foxholes. I don't know what God you're praying to. We got to reach for a higher power. And ask for justice here. Because let me tell you, folks, when they're teaching 11-year-olds how to commit suicide, no one is going to make them kill themselves. And I'm a bad guy because I'm aware of this and I'm warning people. The world's in a lot of trouble. Before we go any further, we do have Survival Shield, the nascent iodine patented system developed by Dr. Group with Russian scientists 20-plus years ago. And this is a product nobody wanted, nobody knew about, nobody cared about. They said this was the biggest secret out there, and I've looked into it for 2-plus months. It's been life-changing for me, all the amazing things it's done for me. Check it out, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. It's going to sell out again soon, so you better get your orders.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of
of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.